All right, let's try this one more time. There we go. We're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from the LiveX studio in Midtown Manhattan, just after hearing a very late arriving Matt LaFleur talking to the media after his team wrapped up a 13-3 regular season heading into the playoffs with a bye week. LaFleur saying the team was in today. They'll be off tomorrow and Wednesday. They'll be back in the building for some truncated practices Thursday and Friday before heading out for the weekend. And, you know, that's a lot of time. That's a lot of calendar juggling. And look, finding time on our calendars for grocery shopping can be a struggle. Luckily, Festival Foods can help. With their click and go online grocery shopping service, you'll be able to turn your shopping list into an online order and pick it up later at their designated parking spots. Best of all, the $4.95 shopping fee is waived your first three click-and-go orders. Make sure you've got more time for what matters and learn about Festival Foods click-and-go at festfoods.com/click. That's festfoods.com/click. Hello to everybody in the comments. Brett, how are you? Matt LaFleur dancing around the accuracy questions. Woody, he most certainly did. And, you know, you'd expect nothing less. What's he going to say? Yeah. Aaron Rodgers was terrible yesterday. And look, no, Rodgers wasn't terrible, but he was certainly off, and he has been off the last 2 weeks. Maybe a reset, maybe a week off will help in that regard. But there's no question he was off yesterday. Now, that said, how LaFleur did answer, I thought made a lot of sense. Yeah, the guys around him have to make plays. There were a number of passes that may have been off, but they should have been caught, and they weren't. So to that end, he's correct. The guys around him have to step up their play. But 12 is not immune from that sentiment. Let's just put it that way. Jesse, thank you for the super chat. I'm glad you didn't have to destroy Packer Man yesterday. I came close. Came very close, but I'm with you. Luckily, 'twas not to be. Rare position this team finds themselves in. I trust our vets. Matt, yeah, that's a good point. I think there's a lot of veteran leadership on this team, although it is a young team. It's weird, but they do have you know, some older guys that they can lean on, and they have some emerging guys. You know, it's funny because you think of Za'Darius Smith as this kind of wizened veteran, but he's, you know, only in his fifth year. Got a lot of these guys on the up and come, becoming, you know, becoming the pros I think Brian Gutekunst expected them to be. But yeah, I'm with you. I think there is a lot of veteran leadership here, whether it's Tremont, whether it's Big Dog, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, even Mason Crosby, guys who have seen it all, done it all, and that they're going to lean on for hopefully a deep postseason run. What do you think is wrong with Rodgers? Travis, I don't think much is wrong with him. I think he just needs to get a little bit sharper when it comes to his fundamentals. But other than that, it's kind of the same guy we've seen the last couple of years. Father Time is undefeated. And people don't want to accept the fact that Rodgers is getting older. But, you know, his skills have eroded somewhat. But with all of that said, don't get it twisted. Don't think for a second that he can't come out on January 12th and absolutely smoke whoever they're playing. I would not be surprised in the least if he shows up and throws for 350 yards and three touchdowns. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. So as frustrating as these last couple weeks have been, in a week-to-week league, and you have a player as talented as Rodgers still is, nothing would surprise me in that regard. Troy, thanks for the super chat. Tony Brown for Raven Green? It's possible. You know, LaFleur was asked about the possibility of making a move to fill that 53rd spot now that Brown has been cut. Interestingly, no one asked why Brown was cut, but that's another matter. But yeah, I would think Raven Green's a possibility, though he's still been doing very light work on the side from what I've been hearing and told. He hasn't been full-fledged practicing yet, so we'll see. This quest for explosive plays is like a virus in the building. Yeah, I thought of that yesterday when they kept chucking it downfield. I remembered the press conference LaFleur had a couple weeks ago where he was talking, I think it was after or heading into the Vikings game, where he was talking about getting explosive plays and having to generate them to score points. And, you know, as he intimated to Tom Silverstein's question, you know, they had that drive in the third quarter where they were doing lots of kind of underneath stuff, lots of quick game, and it worked. And then all of a sudden they went back to bombs away. And, you know, to LaFleur's point, there's levels to every play, and there's underneath stuff built into most of them, but Rodgers was trying to take advantage downfield because the stuff was open. They just weren't connecting, which is frustrating, no doubt. Lewis, thanks for the super chat. Hope they play more efficient on offense after the bye. Yeah, well, that is the dream. And look, all year long, people have been asking me, do you think this team needs a bye? Do you want a bye? And I tell you what, the way they've looked on offense the last couple of weeks, and even like the last couple, you know, the last month or so, I think they could use the bye, get a nice reset going. If they were humming on all cylinders, probably wouldn't want the bye. But right now, I think this team needs it, especially with the injuries up front along the offensive line. Zol, thank you for the super chat. 12's heart count is tough to pull off when play clock is always at zero. Would love to see them speed up. I mean, I agree. I've been yelling about that for 3 years, and I don't think it's ever going to change as long as 12 is in town. But I agree. DeMartel, thank you so much for the super chat. Blake will turn into a TO machine in the playoffs. So hey, man, from your typing to the playoff gods and football gods' ears, I hope you're right. That was a great play he had yesterday. And I know it was a bad throw by the quarterback. But if you watch, there's an angle in the broadcast when they're replaying it from behind the quarterback that shows when the quarterback's winding up, Blake is literally headed to the opposite end. He's got his hips turned and he's trying to break, I think, to his left and realizes the throw's about to come to his right. And he does a great job changing direction midstream and getting over to where the football is. You know, like I said, it was airmail. There's no doubt about it. But that is a big, big time play from Blake Martinez. Stan, thanks for the super chat. So much negativity about Aaron Rodgers' play, but he helped deliver a clutch drive at the end. That is what a playoff QB does. I very much agree. Look, like I said earlier, wouldn't surprise me in the least to watch him get, you know, catch fire in the playoffs. It absolutely could happen. But you cannot deny he has been off, especially the last 2 weeks. There's nothing wrong with saying that. Anthony, thank you for the super chat. Why don't they pepper the short passing game? I would love to know. It seemed to be very effective, the one kind of drive they utilized it yesterday. But I think they saw on tape a team that could be taking advantage of downfield, and they wanted to do that. And for whatever reason, they just didn't seem to want to get away from their plan. And thankfully, it didn't end up biting them, although it came close to doing so. What does Blake Martinez need to do to stay a Packer next year? Robert, he needs to take a massive hometown discount. I don't see that happening. Merck, thanks for the super chat. I don't know if anyone said it yet, but holy hell, we went 13-3. Season is a success, but now I want more. I agree with that entire sentiment. Well said. Can't wait to see what plays they have been saving. Well, Reese, as you heard here on Cheesehead TV, on the YouTube channel, Matt LaFleur said they're saving all their best stuff for the playoffs. He said that right here on Transplants. So I can't wait either. And hey, if you want to support things like Matt LaFleur appearing on Packer Transplants, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. Every little bit helps. I can't imagine being able to thank you all individually. I would love to be able to, all the 500 plus that have already joined. If you've thought about it, hey, we're heading into the offseason. We got big changes, big developments coming up. Every little bit helps push us into bigger and better things as Cheesehead TV continues to grow. Let's see what else we got. Why do people crap on Martinez? Scott, because videotape exists, and it shows him being taken advantage of at times, especially in the run game. I mean, you know, I've been a staunch defender of Martinez. I think he's much better than the internet tends to give him credit for. However, there is certainly enough tape out there of him either not playing well or being taken advantage of by opposing offenses where you can't, you know, you have to call a spade a spade. So I do think people tend to go a little bit overboard, but that's just my opinion. Will I be at the game next week? No, Steven, I will not be. I will be doing a watch party here in New York. Corey will be at the game, but I will be here in New York for the divisional game. If they go to the NFC Championship game and they host it in Lambeau, if that ends up happening, I know that's a bit of a long shot, but if that happens, Corey and I will most likely have some kind of event, Cheesehead TV event, on the Saturday prior to the championship game, or the Friday if they do on the Saturday. 49% completion percentage won't get it done in the playoffs, will it? Well, Mike, probably not, but hey, If the defense creates turnovers and limits the opposition, it's possible. Just win, baby. What's the next step for Cheesehead TV? Michael, stick around. It's going to be some changes this offseason. It's going to be a lot of fun. Nags, who do you think comes to Lambeau for the divisional round? Well, I think most people think it's going to be the Saints. And I mean, I do think the Vikings certainly have a shot down in New Orleans, but I do think the Saints are going to win that game and end up in Lambeau. But I know that's kind of chalk, but that would be my best guess. The Clone Wars series is the best Star Wars content? Wow, that's a bold statement that I don't agree with, but hey, man, it's something for everybody, right? I do love the Clone Wars, though, and I'm excited for the new series coming out later this year or next year. Phantom Menace way better than the Vikings. Woo, that's also a bold statement. I'm going to take one or two more. I gotta get going. Because LaFleur was so late, I am late for rehearsal for LiveX in Times Square. You guys know we bring you the webcast for New Year's Eve in Times Square every year. They're literally rehearsing right now, and I'm supposed to be there, but I'm late because of LaFleur. DeMartel, thank you so much for the super chat. Hope they get back to what they did when Tay was hurt. I completely agree. More running backs, more tight ends, less focus on the wide receivers. Now, I do think they were hampered a little bit by their personnel yesterday because no Danny Vitale, and they had offensive line issues along the way, blah, blah, blah. No Jamal Williams. So hopefully with everybody on board, and Jamal Williams did say in the locker room today that if yesterday was a playoff game, he would have played. He should be right as rain for the playoffs in 2 weeks. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. My wife is pissed that we will be in Australia on our honeymoon on the 12th, and I canceled that day's plans to listen to the watch party. I don't know why she would be pissed. I mean, clearly your priorities are in the right spot. Oh, my gosh. All right, everybody. I can't thank you guys enough. I'm sorry I have to jump. Time. It's always an issue, right? Finding time on our calendars for grocery shopping can be a struggle. Luckily, Festival Foods can help. With their click-and-go online grocery shopping service, you'll be able to turn your shopping list into an online order and pick it up later at their designated parking spots. Best of all, the $4.95 shopping fee is waived for the first three click-and-go orders. Make more time for what matters and learn about Festival Foods click-and-go at festfoods.com/click. That's festfoods.com/click. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow, even though it's New Year's Eve and it's going to be insane around here. I will find time for an extra cheese. Thank you so much for your help and your support of Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Go Pack Go.